from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump arrives in Las Vegas.
It's a very, very sad day for me, personally.
U.S. President Donald Trump visiting Las Vegas today as investigators continue to try to figure out why a gunman attacked a music festival from a hotel room high above, killing at least 58 people and then himself. While still in Washington earlier today, Mr. Trump spoke with reporters.
Well, it's a very sad thing. We're going to pay our respects and to see the police, who have done really a fantastic job in a very short time. And, yeah, they're learning a lot more. And that'll be announced at the appropriate time.
The president, along with First Lady Melania Trump, is expected to first visit victims of the shooting and their families before a meet and greet with officers, where he will speak to first responders. The president will have a limited footprint in Las Vegas, according to Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, in the interests of the ongoing investigation. Authorities have identified 64-year-old Stephen Paddock as the man who fired from his 32nd-floor room at the Mandalay Bay Resort. Trump administration yesterday expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Havana's failure to protect U.S. diplomats in Havana, where at least 22 people have been sickened at the embassy following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
We cannot continue to allow our personnel to serve in Cuba when they are very clearly in harm's way. We just raised that number, unfortunately, to 22 today. Our folks are in harm's way. Cuba has a responsibility to protect against that, and they are clearly unable to do so.
In June, President Trump announced a cutback in travel and business ties in a speech to the UN. Last month, he called the Havana communist government corrupt and destabilizing. This is VOA News. A regional government source said today that Catalonia will move on Monday to declare independence from Spain as the European Union nation nears a rupture that threatens the foundations of its young democracy and has unnerved financial markets. According to a source, pro-independence parties, which control the regional parliament, have asked for a debate and a vote on Monday on declaring independence. A declaration should follow this vote, although it is unclear when. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont was asked what would happen should the Spanish government intervene. He said, well, that is going to be, I insist, another mistake in this chain of mistakes. After each error, we've come out more reinforced. Today, we are closer to independence than a month ago, and this is not the only matter of calendar and each mistake that the government makes. Therefore, a definitive error like the state intervention of our autonomy can be the definitive error. His comment appeared after Spain's King Felipe VI accused secessionist leaders on Tuesday of shattering democratic principles and dividing Catalan society. A UN watchdog group accuses North Korea of violence against its children, including torture in detention, corporal punishment in school, and hard labor. With more, Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva.
Among its many concerns, the 18-member UN committee cites the lack of legal provisions in North Korea guaranteeing children will be free from torture and other cruel or degrading treatment or punishment. Committee member Kirsten Sundberg tells VOA the law in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, does not prohibit child labor.
Children in DPRK spend a considerable amount of the time that should be allocated to education performing different types of labor.
Another disturbing practice is that of enlisting children 16 or 17 years of age into a military-style youth brigade for 10 years, where they are forced to work long hours at hard physical labor. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The committee also expresses concern about the significant number of children placed in institutions from birth to the age of 16. According to a chemical watchdog group, Syrian forces used sarin gas in an attack on an opposition-held town in March, 5 days before a deadly attack that drew a response from the U.S. military. The leader of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons told the French news agency a test conducted by the group showed sarin gas was used during an attack in northern Syria on March the 30th. He said 50 people were reportedly injured in the attack, but no one is believed to have died. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.